Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine and the founder of InspiredLivingUniversity.com, a sacred curriculum and community for women. You can learn more at InspiredLivingUniversity.com. My friends, what if you could tap into the power of your intuitive intelligence to create miracles, healings, and so much more? Well, today I'll be talking about that and so much more with my special guest, Melissa Binkley, founder of the Intuitive Intelligence Academy. She's a quantum healer and a spiritual alchemist. Melissa is also a certified mastery transformational coach, soul and business strategist, number one best-selling author, and international transformation speaker. As you'll discover, she is a dynamic woman with this beautiful soul and high energy, and she is a highly sought-after international speaker and thought leader who has shared the stage with Marianne Williamson, Dr. John DeMartini, as well as Jack Canfield, Lynn McTaggart, and Dr. Sue Motter. She's also the creatrix of the Quantum Miracles Mastery docuseries, which is coming up on November 8th. And I got to tell you, Aspire Magazine is honored to be a sponsor, and I'm thrilled to be joining her as a speaker. Melissa is known for her ability to transcend limiting beliefs and uses several techniques that fuse science and spirituality, personal development, and the quantum field. Her company has been featured in Inc. Magazine, BuzzFeed, Authority Magazine, and on TV shows and podcasts around the world. I am so excited to have you here. Welcome, Melissa.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Linda. I'm so excited to be here and have this conversation with you today.
Well, it's such an important conversation, isn't it?
Yes, right now, especially because we're in such a shift in the world that the only thing we have to do is dive deeper into our own inner selves and our essence and our intuitive intelligence because people don't know where to go right now.
Well, that's where I want to start because I was immediately like drawn in intuitive intelligence. We hear about, you know, emotional intelligence, but this just spoke to me. So let's start right there. What is intuitive intelligence and why now more than ever it's important for us to use it?
Yeah. So of course, like you said, we've heard of like social intelligence, emotional intelligence, our IQ, you know, everybody in the past, we looked at people for their brains, for their IQ, for the way that they thought about things and invented things and stuff like that. And we thought that that was what was really important. And as we've started to grow as a society and we're moving into this conscious revolution, we've started to notice that, yes, emotional intelligence is important, social intelligence. There's actually seven different types of intelligence. But the last, what I think is almost like the last straw or the last one, which I call our CQ, is our intuitive intelligence. And that is our ability to connect into our own inner knowing, our inner essence that is connected to source, whatever you want to call source, the universe, the quantum field, the collective consciousness, God, right? Whatever that is. And our ability to listen to that inner wisdom and that voice and tap into it, connect into the field and get messages from the collective, from the field, from God, from source, and use that and channel that through ourselves to help us to live lives full of like flow and magic and miracles. And so this idea of instead of it being about doing things and existing and having to get things done on the outside of us, the more that we can step in alignment into this space, the more we're actually going to be able to create miracles in our life, to step into that experience of flow. And that's where the, you know, you ever heard of like some of the great people that say, I woke up in the middle of the night with a download. Or Bach, when he talks about how, you know, the music used to just come to him. And some people have like channeled, books just like I like sit for 6 days and I just write a book. That's your intuitive intelligence tapping in to the experience.
This just speaks to my soul, because how I process is through that connection to my source, right? Aspire mm-hmm. magazine 14 years ago came through a dream, even though it made no logical sense. I had no publishing background, no marketing background. Is that what you mean? It's that connection, it's a sudden knowing, even though it doesn't make sense. But I think there's one layer. It's you have to take action on what you receive.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, so I think that's the misnomer that came around when we started going into this world of, this next step of understanding how flow and that knowingness comes inside, right? For some people, it's knowingness. For some people, they hear things. Some people, they kinesthetically feel things, right? Like, so there's these different ways that we get in and tap into our intuitive intelligence. Some people see things. But then, of course, I think the key of what happened when The Secret came out so many years ago was everybody thought, oh, well, now I can just start to listen to this thing and create this space, and I don't have to do anything. But the yin and yang of the world, right, is action plus this this experience of intuitive intelligence. I actually say that, you know, intuitive intelligence is the feminine, is the receiving, is the allowing, is the understanding and the knowing. And then the small steps that you have to take every day are the action. But we've lived in a society for so long where they praise the action over the knowing. And now we're shifting, but instead of shifting all the way over to this space where it's just about I know and I do this, we have to shift and find a center, an evenness between these two worlds, and really create a unity with them.
It's so true. And as someone that lived out of balance in the 90s with my other business, I was so in the masculine because I was striving to fill a wound in myself that thought all these business awards, etc., and experiences would give me value. So I was in the masculine doing striving 14-hour days. I didn't know how to be Melissa, right? Then I went, started the spiritual path, of course, law of attraction, all that. I'm like, I will just manifest. I will manifest, right? And I went so far in the feminine because I was like trying to release the masculine that mm-hmm. I went through like 2 or 3 years of struggle, even at the beginning of Aspire magazine, because I just wanted to love and give. And it wasn't until I came into balance. So even from my personal experience, everything you're saying resonates with truth. When I came into balance, equal flow with feminine and masculine, abundance came to me, deeper love came to me, relationships, it was a night and day difference in how I moved through the world. So the fact that you're there giving a deeper understanding to this importance, such a blessing for all of us.
I went through the same exact thing, Linda, and I completely feel you. I was homeless in 2009. And so when I started building my business, when I actually started getting into work in 2010, so I've been doing this type of work since then. I had this really incredible experience and then started my business in 2010. I worked so hard from 2010 to 2015, because I never wanted to be homeless again. I wanted to help other people, but I wanted to make sure I made money and like all of these things. I was so in the yang and so masculine that by the time I did my third conference in 2015, I was in a space where I was working about 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. And yet I'm teaching people about wellness and healing and, teaching them. And I'm like, I'm having eating issues and my skin is breaking out and I'm not sleeping and I'm waking up with anxiety attacks. And it was actually at the end of that year that my business in that form fell apart, because I couldn't sustain. I had grown from 2013 to 2015, this incredible business that my income was tripling every year. And I was doing these conferences, I was speaking on stages. And then all of a sudden I couldn't hold the container the way that I was doing it. And at the end of 2015, after my last conference, which ended up being a disaster, my sales team was outside smoking pot. My wife and I got in a huge argument and she was doing coke at my VIP party. My whole world fell apart.
Talk about life imploding, right? Because
my life imploding. Mm-hmm.
You had it. You must have seen the signs like I did, but we
ignored. I did. We do all see the signs, but I say, you know, the universe will give you whispers and winks and feathers. And then when you're not going to pay attention, it's going to hit you with a 2x4. And I got hit with my 2x4 for sure. And so I walked away from that. And I fired my team. I only kept on one person. I left my wife. And I went on a spiritual journey for all of 2016 and nearly lost everything because I refused to work. Because I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. And I told, I went straight back into the other side, into the manifesting and the feminine. And I went to all the, I was at India and Nepal. And like, I went all over the world, right? I did all this stuff and I just said, I'm done. And I learned in that aspect how to find balance again between the two, because I at that point was like, if I have to do this and that's going to happen in my life, then I actually don't want to have this business. I don't want to help people. Mm. And then I came back around, and now, you know, 4 years later in 2020, I've found that incredible balance between the two, and my life is actually magical now. But I had to go through that 2x4 experience and really hit my knees.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know your story is resonating with so many of the women that are listening. When we come back from our first break, I want to talk about that more, because some people look at leaders and teachers and say, but you don't understand. And I'm like, the best damn teachers are the ones that have gone through the fire and who mm-hmm. rise up. And that too, my friend. So our paths are so almost down to the dates are so similar. So we'll be back in a moment. I am with Melissa of quantum-miracles.com. That's where you want to go to find out about this beautiful docuseries I told you about. And also be sure to visit intuitiveintelligenceacademy.com for all the magic she has created in the world. I will be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Melissa Binkley, and we're having such a juicy conversation. And right before the break, Melissa, you were telling us, you know, with raw honesty about your journey to now, and it relates because mine was very similar, even some of the dates that you shared. And when people see us now, especially those who knew us way back, right? One of the questions that I get asked, and I'm curious if you hear it, is why are you always so centered, Lynn? And they know what I have going on in my life with my honey about to have a second surgery. And I said, you know why, ladies? I said, I lived the other way. I lived in anxiety and overwhelm and striving and all this, and I choose something different. We can choose it no matter what life's curveballs are coming. Do you receive that all the time? Like, how are you so zen? Or how are you always reflecting peace back to me.
Yeah, actually, it is a very interesting question that I do get from a lot of people, because and yet most people at this point know my story. I have massive amounts of like trauma from my childhood and drugs and all sorts of things that happened to me when I was young and experienced. So actually my life, there's not really a lot that could happen to me that right now. I've had guns to my head. I'm like, you know, I've all sorts of stuff. So pretty much anything that could happen in my life right now is not going to throw me off center, because I've really been in the trenches and seen some of that, seen some really things. And so a lot of people do understand my story in that space, but they also do ask, they're like, you know, how do I get to that space? Or, you know, how are you able to stay so level and so calm? And one of the things that I say is, like, I call it traumatude. I have gratitude for my trauma. I have gratitude for the crappy stuff. Like, I wake up and even, like, you know, I run a business and I don't care what anybody says, I'm a super successful person, but I still have days where, like, COVID hit and I borrowed money to pay my employees, right? Like, I had to get a loan, because I would do all live events and things. And I, you know, but in that same place, I still had faith and knew I was going to be taken care of and that the universe would provide and that I wasn't going to end up homeless again, or that I wasn't going to lose everything. And so that peace that I have from, it's for me, I think it's faith. I think it's trust and faith, which I never had before. And knowing that what I understand about the laws of the universe and how the world works is that everything is always working for me. And not to me. And so that allows me to have a level of peace and calmness that I never had before, because I literally had a life of chaos. I remember the first time I ever asked, I sat down and I was like, I just want peace in my life. And my partner at the time, she looked at me and she said, "Do you even know what that is? Have you ever had that?" And this was only in 2017, 18. She asked me that. I was after I'd left my wife, and I looked at her and I said, "No, I actually don't actually know what it's like to have peace." Even though I was teaching all of these things and I had built this business on wellness and stuff, I still hadn't experienced peace, because I didn't even turn the business into chaos, right? Yeah. And so it was like, oh. And so now I've gotten to a place that once I found out what peace was, I'm not letting it go.
Exactly. Here's the big thing I just told the students of my university. I said, the moment you have awareness of what peace feels like, that means from that moment on, you can call it in. From that moment on, it's your choice whether you give your thoughts and energy away. Like, I have a saying that I've used the last year going through everything with my honey. We choose to focus on see the blessings and not the bullshit.
Yeah.
That's my motto of life. There are blessings. I am grateful. I have no regrets about the trauma in my life. Same with you, childhood trauma. I have found forgiveness. I have moved on, but I would not erase any of it. I'm at that point where I no longer look back and go, oh, I wish that didn't happen. No, I am who I am. That was my experiences. Mm-hmm. I did the work. I feel whole. I feel complete. I'm at the point where I wouldn't erase it either.
Yeah. Well, and actually, you know how the quantum works is everything is existing and happening right now in time and space, right? And so I'm actually at a point where, although I remember the things that happened, I have healed it so much that I don't actually feel it's in my field anymore. Like, I don't we can change the past. And and there was an experience I had, and I'm not going to recap around some things that happened with my father. And I really got to a point where I was like, did that really happen? Like, I had to question my own memory, because I had healed and shifted the quantum so much that now it feels just like a story that was told that I read in a book and not actually something that happened to me.
Yeah. Like, in other words, the triggers aren't there, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no triggers for me. I can share the story almost as an observer. But yes, there was a time when I lived the story, lived the victimhood, lived the pain. It was like in my energy field, my body, my tissue. And so I just am so grateful for you sharing your truth with us today, because there are so many women that are in pain and they are wounded. And your story, my story, allows them to see that there's possibility. So I want to talk about, because it's such a, like, I use the word blessings or miracles. Mm-hmm. What is your definition of miracle?
So my definition of a miracle is the idea that miracles are something that exist every day, right? And so we have this idea that life is hard or that we have to work towards things. And miracles are the shift in our perception and our experience to allow us to see that everything is in its divine perfection. And that goes everything from the smallest, you know, when you wake up and you see the sun rising every day, and that you woke up, or the fact that there's these beautiful flowers that you can smell, to the great big miracles of your life of like, you know, finding the love of your life, or having, having a child, or, the house that you always wanted shows up in your experience. But the idea that these miracles are a shift in perception from where you were to the opening to the magic of the universe and the divine perfection of it, and actually being able to recognize and see that on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it's possible, isn't it?
Oh, it is so possible.
You know, right now I do a hashtag seeing the blessings, and it's been what I've been using since Dana's journey. And I had so many people reach out when we were writing saying, can I share this? Because my sister-in-law is going through cancer or different things. And I'm like, what is it about this that they want to share? Because I was trying to get down to the core truth, and you just shared it, right? That miracles are all around us, but we make it as if it's something out there far away that only happens to some people, right? Yeah. Really, it's an energy that we can call in, but we have to be open to it.
Yeah. Well, and we do have to be open to it. And there's a few things that I have found in the work that I do that keep us from being open to miracles. And I talk about this when, you know, deep in our like quantum miracles work is your trauma, right? So your trauma will keep you from seeing miracles. Your karma, and your karma is, you know, whether it's ancestral, generational, from, you know, another life, things like that, but karmically things are coming on. Your level of consciousness. Someone that is a level of consciousness of fear or shame is never going to see a miracle, but someone that's a love or above is going to notice them on a regular basis. Your judgments, right? Your judgments will keep you from seeing the miracles of life, because if you're judging yourself or something else, there's no way you can notice the miracles around you. And then the connection between your heart and your brain, it's the farthest distance in the world, in that if your heart and brain are not connected and creating that coherence, you'll miss the miracles that are coming to you.
Oh, and I think we both lived there, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so just as I wrote them all down, because I think that's such powerful awareness. So you teach this in your Intuitive Intelligence Academy?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So I think that's important for everyone to know. And I just want to say that URL again, it's intuitiveintelligenceacademy.com, because I believe that, you know, I believe we all come here as light, and then we're born into this body, and then we take on the shit of the world and our ancestral stories and all that. And then we spend time uncovering our light so we can step into what our purpose is, right? What we're here to do. And so until we have someone that can support us, or we do the inner work ourselves to clear all these things that you just named, trauma, karma, level of consciousness, it's like we walk around with blinders on.
Yeah.
And I'm only describing how I look back now and go, I had blinders on. I only saw the bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't take off the blinders like the ones the horses wear, you know, to see everything else. And now that I do, who wants to go back? Now I want to bring messengers like you out and say, please, you know, it doesn't have to be that way.
And it doesn't. And I have myself, right, because I had this trauma, I had these things, I was seeking for myself to heal myself. And what I have found is the more that you seek and find those guides and those gurus and the teachers and the healers and work with the coaches and the mentors and all those different things. Like I have a whole team of them that I go to when the crap hits the fan, right? Like I and it still does, like nothing's perfect, right? Like it's not like we get to this point where all of a sudden now everything is like rainbows and butterflies every day. It's not, but I know how to deal with it. And I have these mentors and these healers and these gurus and these spiritual leaders that I work with that allow me to keep moving forward so that I can shift and change. And then I pass that on to my tribe.
Oh, it's the same way. It's so funny that we're using the same language. I wrote my email this morning and I said, listen, life isn't all rainbows and unicorns. Life life is going to throw you curveballs. I'm living one. And it said, knowing that, like, in other words, no one's immune from a life's curveballs, but having mm-hmm. the tools, like you, having the community, having the coaches, the trainings around you to help you navigate them, we're not meant to do this alone.
No, we are not.
You know, I know I used to try back then because I was so stubborn. I can handle this. Yep, I can handle it. It kept me stuck in the muck even longer.
Yeah, I did the same thing. And at first I had to get help, you know, for myself personally. And then now I've found in the same way with my business. When I let go of the reins and allow people that are really genius that they're part of what they do in the business, my business grows faster and does better than if I'm trying to control and do all of it or micromanaging or doing any of that kind of stuff. So it's how, you know, they say how we do one thing is how we do everything. It's across the board. When you learn to let go, surrender, right? Like, I don't know everything, let go of control. Like allow someone else to create, even surrendering is, you know, you can't manifest without surrendering. So that space of like letting go and allowing others to help is one of the most powerful places to be in. And besides, man, I'm too tired to do it all myself. Like I would be super tired again, like I was back in 2015 when my life fell apart for the second time or third time.
Oh yeah. For me, there's no going back on my team.
No.
For the last 7 years, we do a 4-day work week. They all have Fridays off. We take 3 weeks off every December. I personally take July and August off and then a vacation in November. There was a time that I didn't take a vacation for 7 years because I was holding those damn reins so tight, thinking I was controlling my universe. No, yeah. I was just, you know, exhausting my soul. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the three things we can do, right, to tap into our intuitive intelligence and create miracles. And I'll be back in a moment. I'm with Melissa Binkley of IntuitiveIntelligenceAcademy.com. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're circling up with me and my special guest, Melissa Binkley. So we're talking about intuitive intelligence, miracles, and I want to talk to you, Melissa, about some of the things we can do so our listeners know how they can tap into their intuitive intelligence and start to create miracles in their own life.
I love this. This is one of my favorite conversations. Because the key is to really learn how to tap into, you know, into that space, into our intuitive intelligence. And of course, we hear so many times from, you know, I'm sure you've all heard it 1,000 times over, like, get quiet, right? Like, get quiet and listen. But I want to expand on that get quiet and listen a little bit, because I think it scares a lot of people, because I think I have to be able to sit and meditate and get rid of all of the thoughts in my head. And I don't believe that that is true. I believe that there is a piece of quality over quantity. So if you're trying to sit in lotus position on the floor for 20 minutes and all you're doing is writhing in your head over and over, then you're not really doing yourself a lot of good. So what I tell people is to get quiet, spend 3 minutes, and there's many, many ways you can do this. You can go outside and ground your feet into the ground and just stare at the blades of grass. You can stare at a tree. You can focus on a candle, right? Like, just take that time to be in that center, like, look into yourself and just breathe. And then if the thought comes, that's okay. Or, you know, if something comes up, let it process, let it go. But it's when you run away with the thoughts and the things and go running, then that's the key. And then do that 3-minute little exercise, whatever it is for you. And do that a few times a day, because what you're doing is you're training your brain. Our brain, so we teach the science at our academy because we have certifications and for our people that come in and do our certifications. And understanding how the brain works really helps into understanding how to step into your intuitive intelligence, because we have been doing the same thing over and over again for so long that we actually get trenches, like these trenches in our brain. And what we want to do if we do like 3 times a day of 3 minutes, instead of like trying to sit for 20 minutes at one time, if you're brand new to being quiet, it starts to form new synapses in the brain, and it starts to override that trench that has been created. And so this incessant chatter that we have going on, this experience of like over and over again in our heads, starts to break, and then that time can be expanded. And so we want to work with our brains and our minds and really, you know, move towards that. Another thing that I love to do, because we work with a lot of trauma-informed, I've worked with like PTSD and veterans, and I've worked with kids that have been trafficked that are like as young as 3.5 years old. Learning to tap into your intuitive intelligence is understanding the body, right? The body, that somatic experience. The body is like the subconscious mind, and it holds on to your emotions. It's what holds, when you hold on to emotion, it creates a disease. So one of the ways I teach people how to pay attention to their intuition first, if they're not able to sit in and listen, is to pay attention to what happens when you eat food, because the body actually reacts to every food that you intake. And so a practice that you can start and say, okay, I don't know how to get quiet. I don't know how to listen to my intuitive intelligence. I'm not really sure to do that, but I can physically feel my body. So then while you're eating food and putting it in your mouth, pay attention to what your body is doing. Do you feel twitches? Do you feel movement? Do you feel more alive? And then pay attention to what happens to your body 2 hours later. Do you feel sluggish? Are you full of joy? Are you ready for an afternoon nap? Right? Like, things like that will start to allow you to pay attention to the signals and the signs, which signals and signs from your body are part of your intuitive intelligence, paying attention to that. And then the third thing that I really love that I want to share with everybody is signs from the universe. And so if you're not able to listen to the intuitive intelligence within you, and you're like figuring out, how can I listen to this, pay attention to the signs around you. Are you seeing the same numbers all the time? Do you see feathers everywhere? Do you have, like, I have a friend who her sign is like the dandelions, right? The dandelions that you blow on and make a wish. In the middle of winter, they will, like, one of those little things will float into her hand, right? Like, that's a miracle, and that's a sign from the universe, and that's a way to show externally that you're being spoken to. And so those are like 3 really simple ways to just start into learning to tap into your intuitive intelligence.
Those are all doable, my friends. Those are all doable. And I really relate you know, when you said about some people here get quiet and listen, I always had this self-judgment against meditation because, you know, 30 years ago when I got on this path, that was a big thing. And I'm like, I can't do this. It's not my energy field, right? So yeah. I was always self-judging, not realizing until probably 10, 12 years ago that when I'm washing the dishes and looking out at nature, I live in the middle of the woods in a beautiful spring-fed pond, and I'm fully present washing those dishes and watching the birds. That is meditation, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know, I beat myself up for decades. And so I do, now I realize, especially, you know, 10 years later, I do that 20, 30 times a day. I take time, I call it being versus doing, you know, so it's exactly what you said. So anyone that's listening who has that false belief, as I did, that I can't meditate, you are meditating more times than you know. You're just labeling it something else. And Melissa, you just so beautifully described what it could be like for those who struggled like I did.
Yeah. Or you, and I'm also one of those, like, so many people that I know are like fitness enthusiasts. And I'm like, well, where do you go when you run for 6 miles? Like, what happens? Oh, yeah, you might be meditating, right? Like, they're using their bodies as a form to step into the stillness and the quietness. I think the challenge that's happened is that the world has, the world as in the US, United States, has given us a view of that meditation looks like this one thing, when there are honestly hundreds of ways that you can quiet your mind, that you can meditate, you know, that you can get brain bliss, right? You can get your brain to bliss out and connect. I teach a heart breathing exercise, right? Like where you learn to breathe in through your heart space, because that clears the energetic field around you, because disease and things show up in your field. People don't, before that ever shows up in your body. So they've actually done scientific studies that show that somebody that gets cancer, that if they test their auric field and the field around them, that the actual cancer is signature is in the field before it ever shows up in their body. And so learning that, you know, even if you can't sit and close your eyes and meditate, but if you can just do a simple breath and connect the heart to the pineal gland that's in our head, and you've got all this good stuff going on up there, that connection creates your body as an antenna and a conduit for your intuitive intelligence. It connects you into the field, and it's one way to align.
Well, to me, it's such a gift that we give ourselves, because it's like we're pulling our energy back. For me, when I'm overwhelmed, just taking those moments, as you said, to get quiet and listen, it's like I'm pulling my energy back, recalibrating, and actually sometimes just checking in to see, where am I? Am I in the energy of the world, or am I in my own energy? So it actually helps me stay energetically calibrated. Mm-hmm. And there's something else too, is guided meditations. I've come to learn to love, because there's so many of them. Mm-hmm. So when I want that, like that experience, I can get that experience through guided meditations. Like you said, we don't have to do it the way we've been kind of programmed to say that it must be done.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break in a moment, Melissa. And I would love if in the final segment, we talk about your upcoming event, Quantum Miracles, and your mission behind it. What was the vision when you first created it, and what they can expect when they join you? Because the purpose and intent that I know you poured into this is what spoke to me.
Yeah.
And you know, right now, I want to encourage, you know, our listeners, take advantage when things like this come into your energy field. You're listening to this right now, this show with Melissa Binkley, because we're in your energy field and there's something here from this conversation and what's to come with Quantum Miracles Mastery and or what you may find at Intuitive Intelligence Academy. In other words, don't ignore it. It's in your energy field for a reason. So we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back in a moment with Melissa Binkley of IntuitiveIntelligenceAcademy.com. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
It's time to begin the adventure of a lifetime by nurturing the most important relationship you will ever have, the relationship with yourself. Kelly Grimes, self-nurturing expert, speaker, and author of the bestseller, The Art of Self-Nurturing, a field guide to living with more peace, joy, and meaning, shares that a self-nurturing practice is not about being perfect or completing another thing on your to-do list, but rather nurturing a relationship with yourself. In The Art of Self-Nurturing, you'll discover the inspiration, examples, reflective questions, and self-nurturing practices that will empower you to become the artist of your own life and see self-nurturing as an art form. Rather than living from obligation and overwhelm, you will learn to cultivate a life filled with self-compassion and self-love. Order your copy today at artofselfnurturingbook.com and receive the Self-Nurturing Starter Kit as a supportive gift.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversation. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is the one and only Melissa Binkley. And as I've been sharing, she's the founder of the Intuitive Intelligence Academy and also the creatrix and founder of Quantum Miracles Mastery docuseries, a very popular global event that really uplifts humanity, gives us tools. I am honored that Aspire Magazine is the media sponsor, and I'm also going to be speaking. So, Melissa, what led to your very first docuseries?
So I had wanted to do something for a while. Like, I was like, I want to share with the world. And, but I wasn't really sure what that was going to look like or what it was going to be. And at the end of 2019, I was just sitting and getting quiet and listening to my intuitive intelligence. And, I had just finished my program with my academy that we had done, which was called Quantum Miracles, the Experiment. And we teach people how to experiment with the field and play around. And I've been traveling the world for about 3 years and recording literal miracles from all over the world, from people that I encounter, people that come to my retreats, my events, and I've been keeping track of these in a online notebook of all of these miracles in my lives and other people's lives. And all of a sudden I was like, well, you know, people around the world, the miracles are a thing. And there's ways and there's techniques and there's things that we can all share. And I know my processes. But what if I brought together all of these amazing people and we gave people like tidbits, bite-sized ways and information to learn how to actually create in the quantum, to learn how to create miracles, like what was manifesting and how to heal the crap, right? How to, because creating miracles can help you to heal anything. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put it together. And so I started reaching out to people in about January, not knowing at that time that, we were going to have this global crisis coming around. And I got, had people saying, yes, that sounds like really interesting and different things coming around. And then when COVID hit, some of the people that had originally said no, some of the really, big names that I really was like, really wanted to have to be a part of this conversation, turned around and said, we are in a crisis right now. Yes, we need to talk about miracles. And so we did our first docuseries in May, and it was just, it was more than anything I could have imagined. We had some of the most incredible people that, you know, showed up for us, like Mark Nepo and Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. and Jack Canfield and Dr. Sue Mortar and Lynn McTaggart, Dean Radin. You know, we had scientists, we had meditators, we had, number one New York Times bestselling authors. And really the whole conversation was, is what is a miracle? How do you create one in your life? How do you heal during this time? And, and give me a nugget, a golden wisdom, something that is tangible, something that people can take with them and start doing right now to shift in this time of crisis. And I've got such a wonderful feedback and so many amazing things from people that came back and said, this was life-changing. Thank you for putting this together. That I decided, I was like, screw it. We're still in the midst of, we're all stuck at home. Like, let's do another one. Let's bring more people in, different people, and let's have this deeper conversation because this crisis isn't going away. And so this time for the Quantum Miracles docuseries, I decided to go a little bit deeper and we broke it up into four categories. And so the one that's coming up in November is broke into categories of love and relationships, health and wellness, wealth and abundance, and spirituality / healing during crisis, right? Like that piece. And so I've brought in again these incredible experts and healers and leaders and scientists and authors that have specialties in these different areas to talk about, how do we do this right now? How do we shift the consciousness of the world? How do we create miracles? How do we move and manifest when we are in the midst of one of the strangest times that we've seen in our lifetimes? And again, the goal is every single expert and speaker that comes on tells, you know, about their process and their story, but then gives this golden nugget of wisdom, and a lot of them are experiential exercises into, like, how do I start using this and applying this in my life right now? Because we have enough information, we need more transformation.
That's powerful. I just love that you said that because exactly, so many people are just always taking things in but doing nothing with it. We need to do the inner work and transformation. And I love the topics that, how you broke it down into the four topics because it just resonates with where we all are in life. I know you're still excitedly pulling together your speakers. Do you want to share who some of your speakers are?
Yeah, so this time around, we have incredible people like Neil Donald Walsh. Let me think about, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., Carol Klein, who's a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, Gay Hendricks, number one New York Times bestselling author, Morgan Ray. Who else do we have coming in on this one?
In the name,
Ariel Ford.
Love Ariel. Everyone you named is someone I follow, I love, I respect deeply.
Yeah.
And so what I love is they're joining you to raise the vibration of the planet right now, right? They're coming together to say, listen, let's all come together. It raises the vibe, but you're all going to walk away with transformational, experiential, strategies and pieces of wisdom that you can implement in your life. Don't just listen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly.
You and I didn't change our lives by just reading and attending conferences and all this. You have to do the work. You have to integrate it into the essence of who you are. That's the only way I could change my life. Is that your truth too, Melissa?
Absolutely. 100%. I have to actually do the work. You can read, spiritual books all day long, but if you're not actually implementing them, then it doesn't work.
No. And tell us, it starts November 8th.
Yes, it starts November 8th and it goes for 7 days. And through those 7 days, we have around 32, I believe, I think there's 4 a day, 32 speakers that will be sharing their wisdom. And we will also be having live events. We have a Facebook group where we'll be doing every day. We'll also be having some speakers are coming in and going to be doing live Q&As and giving more techniques. And we'll be doing meditations together. So, whether the actual during the event, the 7 days, the videos are there and available to you. So you don't have to be there right live on those days. They're up for about 48 hours. But then we'll be also doing the live pieces inside the group for those that want to join us live and really have a deeper experience and start to work in miracles and implement it into your life.
I want to give that URL, and the registration page will be up in sometime in October. It's quantum-miracles.com. I really encourage you to register. This is a time where we all need this exposure to these teachings, to these experts, and also to the wisdom that they have to share.
Yeah.
So Melissa, in our last couple minutes, tell us a little bit about the Intuitive Intelligence Academy. Who's it for? And any other details you wish to share in the final moments?
Okay, sure. Yeah, the Intuitive Intelligence Academy is, we have two paths that really go. We have certifications and trainings for doctors and coaches and light workers and healers that actually teach the quantum miracles process and the intuitive intelligence process. And it gives you step-by-step instructions into how to implement it into what the work that you're already doing, or to create and do this type of work in the world. And it gives the science behind it and the pieces. We also have classes and courses on for healers on teaching them how to, you know, start a business around that and stuff. But then my favorite part and the thing that I really love is for just everyone that is a regular person out there that maybe doesn't want to do this as a business or isn't looking for a training, we offer retreats and programs that allow you to learn how, that allow you to heal your trauma and heal your karma and step into the flow and really learn how to use the processes of quantum miracles and intuitive intelligence in your lives. And we do retreats all over the world. Right now we're doing all of them online, you know, and we have these amazing programs that are incredibly powerful. Like in our last program, we had a gentleman that had stage 4 cancer in his lungs and his stomach, and in 8 weeks completely healed it. We had a woman that was at one of my retreats in Australia last year who had had a stroke and half of her face had been paralyzed for over a year, and it completely healed itself during our retreat. We've had people heal from sex trafficking, from sexual trauma, mental, emotional illnesses, depression, all sorts of wonderful things. And so it's really a way for you to learn how to use your mind and your body to heal anything without having to rely on something else outside of you. And it is possible. Everything is healable.
Oh, I believe that. I've lived it. You've lived it. You have case studies. And I want to invite everyone. That's intuitiveintelligenceacademy.com. And I want to thank you, Melissa, just for doing the work you're doing in the world. I'm so glad our paths crossed when it did. Honored that Aspire Mag is sponsoring and being a part of bringing the wisdom and intention of your sacred event to my community. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose gratitude. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.